ministry.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good day, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh Radio program right here in Cocoa, Florida. This is WMIE 91.5 FM or WWBC 1510 AM. My name is Bob Arthurs. You have tuned into the Refresh Radio program this morning, and we are real excited about what God is doing. We're have been studying the fruit of the Spirit, which is long-suffering. Oh, we don't like that. Talked a little bit about that yesterday, that even suffering on the job, God has a way for our light to shine when we are suffering, even while we are at work. And so I just want to encourage you, because almost everyone I know has a job. And I want to encourage you that God will use your testimony on the job site. Even when you don't even know that people are watching, represent God well. Represent Him well. I guarantee you it will make a huge difference in people's lives. So I just want to put that out there to you today. God is paying attention. Today we're going to talk about out of Revelation chapter 1 is where we're going to be. We're going to be dealing with the fact that you and I need patience even when we are all by ourselves. How many of you have ever heard the term, I'm getting on my own nerves? I heard a preacher say one time that he said, if I have a need, I will grab the anointing oil. I will anoint myself. I will lay my own hands on myself. I will pray the prayer of faith over myself. If the Holy Spirit moves on me, I will fall. I will catch myself, and I'm going to have revival all by myself, even if nobody else is around. But what if you're having a bad day to where you don't even want to be around you? I don't know if you've ever had one of those types of days. I don't know if you've ever found yourself where you were cut off from other people, and you just felt like you were on an island all by yourself. But if that's the way you felt, have I got a good word for you today? John knows exactly how you feel. Revelation chapter 1. I'm going to begin reading today from, I guess I'll read chapter 1 through the first 11 verses. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants things which must shortly take place. And he sent and signified it by his angel to his servant John, who bore witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ to all things that he saw. Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written in it, for the time is near. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth. To him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he is coming with clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn because of him. Even so, amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. I, John, both your brother and companion in the tribulation and kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ was on the island that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice as of a trumpet saying, I am the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, and what you see write in a book and send it to the seven churches which are in Asia, to Ephesus, to Smyrna, to Pergamos, to Thyatira, to Sardis, to Philadelphia, and to Laodicea. So that's where we're going to stop the reading today. So we're going to be talking today about the patience that we need to have. Here in verse number 9, it says, I, John, both your brother and companion in the tribulation and kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was on the island that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. Yesterday we talked about what do you do when you are being punished for doing something wrong. John had been banished to the Isle of Patmos for doing what was right. He was there because he had proclaimed the word of God and because he had a testimony that said Jesus is the Christ. He had taken the gospel. He had discipled people. He was the youngest of the disciples, they believe, that had followed Jesus during his earthly ministry. And now he was an old man, and he had been sent to the island of Patmos with one job, one responsibility. He was there, he was isolated, and his responsibility there was to die an isolated, ineffective, and non-influential person. His ability to infect the kingdom of Rome with the gospel of Jesus Christ was supposed to end when he was isolated and banished to that rock. But while he was there, God sent a messenger, an angel, to him, and John began to write to the churches. And he began to remember some very important things. He remembered that Jesus Christ is the faithful witness. I'm so thankful we serve a faithful God. And no matter what court of men you stand before here on earth, that is not the ultimate. That is not the final appeal. You have a God who is not only the judge, he's the eyewitness. And so, I don't know about you, but I want to make sure that he is able to testify adequately on my behalf that I'm a child of God. There's only one way that happens. And that is if we've asked Jesus to forgive us our sins, to be the Lord of our life, and he says, I want to give you everything I have, and we respond, God, I want to give you all of myself. And so can we just start this program off today, and maybe you're listening, maybe you've never said this prayer before, you may never have made this commitment to Jesus before, but you would like to do that now, and that is, Heavenly Father, I love you. Thank you for loving me enough to send your son. Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me enough to come and die for my sins, to take away my sins so that I could be forgiven, reconciled to the Father, and that I could be his child. Lord, forgive me. Forgive me of every sin. Forgive me of the sins of my childhood, of my adolescence, God. Forgive me for every sin that I have ever committed and be the Lord of my life. God, I want to thank you for paying the price so that I could be a child of the living God. If you prayed that prayer, I want you to not just pray that prayer. I want you to commit your whole being to God and allow him to empower you to live an entirely different life than you've ever lived before. Live as an instrument of righteousness instead as a slave of unrighteousness. So if you said that prayer, maybe you want to contact us at Merit Assembly at hotmail.com. You can use the links on our website, meritassembly.com. It will take you there. It will connect you to our email service. All those come to my phone. And if you need some help in growing in your relationship with Jesus Christ, we can do that as well. So no matter where you find yourself, did you know that you can find yourself alone in a crowd of people? You see, it is not the number of heartbeats around you that fulfills that need for fellowship. It really has to do with whether or not you are in fellowship with God, because He is the cure for loneliness. Okay? You can go to a prison or to a hospital, and you might even like the people that you're hanging out with, but what you really want is you want to be declared that you are whole, that you have been set free, and you'll want to get out of that place, and you'll want to go, and you'll want to live a manner that doesn't cause you to end up there again. So remember who God is. And then it says, to Him who loved us and washed us from our own sin, from our sins in His own blood, and has made us kings. Now, this is very important. John is remembering not only who Jesus is, but he is remembering who the children of God are, who has made us kings and priests to His God and Father. To Him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Okay. There are so many stories out there about animals that have been raised in an environment other than what they would traditionally have been raised in. There's a story, is all it is, about an eagle that was raised from a chick with other chickens and never really dawned on him, because he saw the way that the other chickens behaved, and he acted just like those chickens, not realizing that he was an eagle. And you may be listening to this program today. You may be isolated in a cubicle and think that nobody knows that you're there. You may be listening from a nursing home. You may be listening from a hospital bed. You may be listening in your car. You may be listening from your home where you live all by yourself, or you might even be listening from a nursing home or a jail. But don't ever forget that God has made you a king. You are royalty to God. He has made you a priest, a representative of His in the midst of a community of people. Okay? Don't ever forget what God has made you positionally because of the circumstances in which you find yourself. I've told you, I believe on the radio program one other time, I've shared so many stories. By the way, I had a great time the other, a couple of weeks ago. I was telling a story to our church on Sunday night, and my wife heard a part of the story she had never heard before, and it just made her laugh so much that she laughed for the rest of the service. When we got home, it was probably an hour and a half after that point. She was standing in the kitchen, and she started laughing again so much. I thought I was going to have to go hold her up off of the floor. She was laughing so hard because of the story that I was communicating. But so anyway, I have audiences that I share stories with. Sometimes I forget, but I was working a retail job one time, and this person kept trying to get underneath my skin. And at that point in time, I was still in the 90-day probation period of this job. I'm the lowest salesman of the salesmen. And this person had done everything they could to try and get me to go down a conversational path that I just refused to go down. And finally I looked up at them and I said, Do you know what my other job is? And they said, you've got to be a minister. And I said, that is exactly who I am. I am a minister of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. So today, do not confuse your circumstances with your identity. John was isolated all by himself. John, all you got to do is die. And he says, oh, but I've got a much higher responsibility than that. You see, my Lord and my Savior, he has forgiven me of my sins, and he has made me royalty. He has made me a priest to be a mediator to him. And if I can't get to the people in my physical persona, he said, then I am going to pray. And so there he was. He had an encounter with Jesus, and John says to the churches that he is commissioned to write to, I am both your brother and companion in the tribulation and kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ. I was talking to someone the other day, and life's been kind of challenging for them in a certain area. And it was other people's decisions that had caused such inconvenience in their life. And they had a person that was told to call them. Somebody had told a third party, you need to call this person because they are the best at what they do. And as they talked to this person, they discovered that they were not in the situation all by themselves. They weren't the only ones that bad things had happened to. You may think today that you are the only one who has ever gone through a trial. Now, I want to take you back to James and remind you that the devil brings problems so that you will fail. God brings you problems so that your faith is going to be even more trustworthy, and it's going to develop patience in you. Never forget that. God sets you up to succeed, not to fail. But don't ever forget that there are other people in this with you. That's why I am so thankful for the body of Christ. Look, the relationships that I want to have at church, I don't just want to come in and go out. That's not what I'm looking for. Never has been. Even before I was in the ministry, I wasn't looking for just coming in, hearing a few words, singing a few songs, getting a pat on the head, getting my spiritual brownie points, and walking out the door. That's never been who I was. I was interested in building a community of faith. Whether I was the one in charge or whether I wasn't the one in charge, I wanted to know people. I wanted to interact them. I want to help people. That's what I want to do. And so today, if the enemy has tried to convince you that you are the only one going through these difficulties, and it must be because God is mad at you that you are going through this, understand that the devil always has been and will always be a liar, a deceiver. And anything that he's trying to get you to prove, probably the best reference point to begin is not at what he is saying, but at 180 degrees from that. You'll be much closer to the perception of truth, to the reality of truth, than you would be if you started with his perception. So say, okay, we're going to start this conversation off diametrically opposed to what you just said. Maybe I'm not going through this because God is mad at me. Maybe I'm going through this because the devil's mad at me. You and I, if we are not contending for the faith and advancing the gospel of the kingdom of God, why does the devil even really care about messing with you? You're not hindering his work at all. So maybe it's not God's not mad at me. Maybe the reality is I'm going through this because God loves me so much that I'm going to come out of this thing with even more bold faith than what I had when I came into this situation. And the devil's going to regret ever bringing me into this problem. It's just a thought. He says, I, John, your brother and companion in the tribulation and kingdom. Okay. I want you to understand the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is not just heaven. The kingdom of God is wherever the king lives. America's boundaries do not just reflect the perimeter of the contiguous 48 states, Alaska, Hawaii, Guam, Puerto Rico, and I believe it's Micronesia, some of the states over there. There's some other territories. You don't just draw a line around those states and territories and say, well, that's where the United States is. Every embassy that we have is under the protection of the United States of America. God is omnipresent. That means he's everywhere. And so whether you're on the Isle of Patmos or you're at work, wherever you might be, remember that the king and his kingdom is right there where you are. That will really help you to remember that God's not far away. He is a God who is very near. And the patience of Jesus Christ. Now, I mentioned this earlier in our series studying on the fruit of the Spirit of patience, and that is that this patient endurance of the saints, that it is mentioned in the book of Revelation more times than any other book. And that tells me that as the end draws near, we're going to need the Holy Spirit to produce more continuing, enduring patience with joy in the hearts of men and women and believers. Okay? And so it is not the patience of Bob we're trying to duplicate. It is the patience of Jesus Christ, not just in mass, but in each individual. We're trying to reach the community as well as the individual here, because you're going to need that, okay? So he says, I, John, both your brother and companion in the tribulation and kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was on the island that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice as of a trumpet saying, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. What you see, write in a book and send it to the seven churches which are in Asia, to Ephesus, to Smyrna, to Pergamos, to Thyatira, to Sardis, to Philadelphia, and to Laodicea. He says, I was there, I was all by myself, and then the next thing I knew, I was in the Spirit. And I am so thankful. Listen, if you do not have a community of believers that you gather to worship with, it is true that the Holy Spirit is able to minister to you where you are. But I want to encourage you to please take advantage of the body of Christ that God has blessed you with to worship corporately together. But if you can't, I want you to know that does not mean that you are cut off from God. God wants you to patiently wait for his presence right where you are. John said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and all of a sudden, I started hearing the words of God. I started hearing, John, I am the Alpha. I'm the beginning. I'm the starting point. I am the Omega. I am the ultimate. I am the fulfillment. I am the end of everything. Everything in between the Alpha and the Omega. I am all of that. I am the Greek alphabet, the English alphabet. I am the whole thing. I'm the beginning point, the ending point, and the process in between. He said, I am the first and I am the last. I'm so thankful for that first day that I got to experience Jesus as Lord. When I was helping my parents move, we came across my first Bible. I brought home the earliest Bible that I know of that I owned. It was one of those children's Bible with the picture of Jesus and the little children coming to him. It was a gift from my great-grandmother, 1967 or 68, I believe, is when that Bible was given to me. I can tell you what I received from my grandparents on my 13th birthday. It was a Bible. I love the Word of God. I love, now, you know, those they've since come out with a lot of versions that may be easier to understand, but I want you to know I brought that Bible home. Jesus is my starting point. Jesus is also the ultimate. He is the last thing that I want to be upon my breath before I go into eternity. I want to be worshiping him when I'm young, worshiping him when I'm middle-aged, worshiping him when I'm old. I want Jesus to be the ultimate. And it is reminded of John in verse number 8, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. No matter what you are going through today, whether you're all by yourself or whether you're surrounded by a crowd of thousands, remember who Jesus is, who you are, and that he has given you patience to get through this, and he is, was, and always will be the Almighty God. You will never encounter a problem too big for Jesus to be Lord over. He's bigger than every mountain. His love is deeper than any ocean. His arms are able to reach into the deepest pit and rescue and pull people out. Today, if you are feeling isolated and alone, I'm going to say a quick closing prayer here, but I want you to know whether you're on a barren rock or you're surrounded with a mass of humanity, Jesus is right there with you. Father, I just pray right now. Lord, there may be people going through difficult times today. Lord, I want them to know that they are not going through it alone. You're there with them. The body of Christ is there with them. And Lord, today, I want to remind them that yours is a kingdom. And Lord, endue us with patience today for your glory. We'll see you next time right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."